Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
Well, I can tell you I'm recovering from 3 days of flood wash, torrential rain, and possible tornadoes. But the last 2 days have been sunny, and my flowers are happy, and I'm feeling much more secure. How about you?
Well, spring has sprung, and we have less than a week of Mercury retrograde left, so I am in a pretty happy mood that we're close to the end of this crazy Mercury retrograde.
I know, but it still is shadowed to the 19th, so I'm not telling people to just launch on the 3rd. I'm telling them to still do their due diligence and look at everything for now.
Of course. We move slowly with a Mercury retrograde.
Mm-hmm. And now this lunation coming on tomorrow, we have a new moon going on tomorrow, about 7:30 in the morning, and both the lights are in Gemini. Now, because Mercury is retrograde in Taurus, it does have more of an impact right now, because you want to be grounded, but you want to look at all the possibilities with this lunation. Is what I'm seeing. What do you see?
Oh, I so agree with that. Really, it is about looking at the possibilities. The new moon is a fresh start, okay? And we have gone through that Mercury retrograde going all the way through Gemini and shaking our head in this crazy thing. And then it went in.
Yes, ma'am.
And now we've got a little bit of grounding here, even though, you know, it's still retrograde. At least we got some grounding. But the moon-sun conjunction really says, okay, it's okay to look at options now. It's okay to really see the possibilities that are out there in a more practical way. Because, you know, Mercury retrograde is a reality check, so we can see them in a more practical way. And always, I think a new moon is way more optimistic, no matter what sign it's in. I think it says, you know, there's something new, something optimistic about this. We can do this. It gives you a little bit more confidence, I think. And this one has a beautiful trine to Pluto. And with that trine to Pluto, we can really look grounded at this and really see the options in a better way to transform and change it. So I happen to like this new moon a lot, even though I don't care much for Gemini. I happen to like this one. I'm not a duality kind of girl.
Right. I know. Tell you, I'm a Cancer sun, and if I was born 12 minutes later, I would have been Leo. But if you count asteroids, planets, and my vertex, I have 6 planets in Gemini. In my 8th house, which is why I can channel just about anything. Okay? And
yes.
So I see it as a gift, but I see it as a gift that I have to listen deep within to do my personal best. So I take that pregnant pause. I take that time. All of us have a third eye. All of us have certain intuitive faculties. But sometimes it's like, okay, let me sit with this for a minute. Let me ponder a little bit. Let me say, okay. And with Gemini, there's always 2 choices. And that's what one of the things I like about it. Because even in counseling over these many years, I can look at a person's chart and say, all right, well, this is your plan A. This is your plan B. I don't make decisions for you because I'm just your astrologer. You're here to counsel you. So let's look at the 2 case scenarios and balance it out. And I'm doing a lot of that during this retrograde right now, Jack. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. options A and options
B. I'm sure you have been too. Yep. You know, I love about the chart is that Jupiter and Mars are combust.
Yes.
They are so damn close to our I am presence. Who are you really? Really? That's what it says to me. It's not always about doing, it's about being. And in this cycle of time, we need that. We need that.
It is, you're right on the mark. You know, and I love that Jupiter-Mars conjunction because it really does say, this is who I am. And it makes people really see the benefits of the beauty of who they are and how they can really take that action and say, no, this is me. This is what I'm doing. And I've got a guardian angel over my shoulder to help me to stay true to who I am. And I love that conjunction. It only happens once every 12 years, but every time it does, I love it.
I am so with you on that one, girl. That's awesome, yeah. And, again, the thing I like about the Aries energy, which many people that are listening right now, you don't realize that every planet has an aggressive and recessive nature. We see it in one way because of popular astrology, but Aries is a sign of the ram, but it's also a sign of the lamb, okay? Now, this conjunction is very powerful. Do you want to step in as the ram or the lamb with Mars kissing it? That would be your personal choice. And I'm not going to tell you what choice to make. I'm just going to tell you there's probably two options. So listen to your still, small voice inside for best results.
I agree.
I knew you would. You would have said it if I didn't. I love you. Well, we got a bunch of people on hold. Let's see what they need from us.
How about we do that?
All right, sweetheart. ESO 205, you're on the air.
Hi, lady. Let me see. I got to get you off a speakerphone here.
How are you today? Thank you for taking my call.
This is
you're
Patricia
welcome.
From Alabama.
Patricia?
Yes.
I want to make sure it wasn't Patrice because I have both on my system. Okay, girl. Hi.
Patricia.
Take a look.
From, okay.
You're March 15th?
February the 6th.
Ooh. And I'm sorry. I don't seem to find you on my thing. So can you give me your... So can you give me your birth date again? February what?
February 6th, 73.
Okay.
Birmingham, Alabama, 7:30 p.m.
Got it. Okay. Now, do you still live in Birmingham?
In Birmingham, yes.
Okay. Okay. And what was your special question you have for us tonight?
I am, God, I have a couple of, I don't know which one of the questions. I would like to know, I'm working, I started this job, but I really, really like working with the people and taking care of them. That's what I do. That's what I love to do. But it's through an agency, and I've over the month that I've been working for this company, I've watched them get rid of a lot of toxic people that cause different situations and a lot of negative energy, and so. And they were from the agency, so it's a few of us left, and I just want to know. Do you see me continuing to work for them? They've asked me to come on with their company, but I have to take like a $12 cut. And I kind of like this independent contracting, you know, way of doing things. And of course, I can't not lie and say I don't like the money, and it's weekly. So it's so do you see me continuing to work for them for a while here?
Well, you, independence is more important than security, my friend. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't want you to give up the independence. I think if you can delay for a while, if you can say, all right, I'll step in. But on this new moon tomorrow, Jupiter, the planet of good fortune and abundance, and Mars, the planet of action, are right on your moon in Aries. If you can't be who you are, where you are, the answer is no. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I'm so right on board with you. Okay, first of all, you have to have independence. Aphrodite said the number one rule of your chart right there with your work, okay? I agree.
Mm-hmm.
What you've got is Saturn dead on your Mercury right now, okay? And it is in that success of work, okay? And what's going on with that is it's kind of saying, hey, you know your job. You know you're good at it. Do you want to compromise, or do you want to move on to something else? Again, we were talking about option A and option B. You are at a point where you have option A and option B. All you have to do is look. Your skill and what you have done in the past hold you in that situation to say, yes, this is who I am, this is what I want, and this is what I'm going to get, whether it's with them or somebody else. And I say to you that this is a good time, again, I agree with Aphrodite. I would put them on hold and stall and delay and look at my options and then come back to them at that point in time and say, look, I have options here. Either you want me here and you want to give me this, or B, I'm going to go take this other job, one or the other. And that is my best suggestion for you at this point in time. Mercury's going direct at the end of this week. And I think you'll find your answers within the next few weeks of how to navigate through this. So I do say with them, stall and delay as much as you can. Okay, just go, I'm thinking about it, or, you know, I have to wait, or use the Mercury retrograde for all I care. I can't make a decision under a Mercury retrograde. I don't care what you use, but stall and delay it for a little while. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
And I want to tell you one other thing that you need to be aware of. Your education is good, but your experience is extremely valuable. Now, Pluto hasn't sat on this star in Capricorn since the Revolutionary War. It's sitting right on your Jupiter, your planet of good fortune and abundance, okay? And there's some trines, okay, that's going on to this retrograde Mercury. So make sure you get compensated not just for your education, but for your experience and your philosophy, okay? Because you can teach anything to anybody. If you've learned it, honey, you are amazing. You should be administrative at this point, and you should not settle for less money. Yep, you're administrative at this point. And you say, you know what, I'm worth more than that. Let me tell you what I can do for this company. I would step right in with that. You have to remember, they're going to hire you, but you're going to run 40 to 60 hours they want. You need to interview them too, my friend. I'm just saying. Okay?
Thank you, ladies. I love you both. Many blessings. Thank you so much.
And I think you're going to get a great hit here. Go for it, girl.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
God bless you. All right. Sweet night,
God bless.
Love. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Lots of things leading her to her victory. I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Yeah. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Aircode 267, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Jessica from Pennsylvania. Well, you have me as New York City, 71677.
All All right. Let's see if I can find you. It's a Mercury retrograde, so there's tricky things going on, sweetheart.
Well, I said.
Hey,
Jessica. So what would you like to know tonight?
I would love to know what is sticking out the most in my chart to, like, happen in the next, like, week or two.
Okay. So it's 7/16/77, right?
Yeah.
Gotcha. I'm going to put you against the new moon tomorrow just because I want to look at it that way, because the new moon is about new beginnings for you. And
yes.
That is tomorrow morning. It's 7:30 tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. These Aries planets are friggin' kissing your butt. Oh, my goodness. You can only be you, honey, right now. You can only be you. Oh, my goodness. This is pretty. This is pretty. Now, is there a man in your life?
Nope, but I've been feeling him for months.
Because Mercury's retrograde sitting on your Mars right now. So I have a feeling that your intuition about this is correct. Now, both the sun and the moon are going to be passing over your Venus in Gemini. You can get two opportunities rather than one romantically. I just want you to know that. But your question was more about your work, right?
Yeah, you could tell me about the work. I was just curious what was coming up most in my chart for the next week or two.
What I want you to do is I want you to look at the relationships you've had in the past. And even if they didn't work out, I want you to look at the qualities of those persons that brought you to them. I want you to be very open with your angels about what you desire, because they can help you, but you need to make yourself clear. But I think the way this chart's looking right now, you're ready to love and be loved, and if you are in a great relationship, your creativity is going to go through the friggin' roof, girlfriend, really. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I love that.
I agree. You said the next couple of weeks. Well, in the next couple of weeks, the sun's also going to move into your sixth house and over your Jupiter, okay? Which really, after that, was talking about this I am presence, okay? And how divinely it works. Again, she talked about the love life because this is going from the fifth to the sixth house. And she was talking about the Aries energy because it was in your seventh house of one-to-one relationships. Romance and dating is the fifth house. Sixth house is day-to-day work. So what you're going to end up having here is that I agree with her. I think your feelings are correct about somebody coming into your life. But I think really the benefits that you've been looking for are going to start to come to really shine your personality out as far as the work you're doing.
Yes.
And I think in about 2 weeks, you'll really start to see that open up for you. And you'll really start to feel like, yeah, I can do this. I've got this, and I can go this direction. So I think in about 2 weeks, you're going to really feel more comfortable with your work is what I'm trying to say.
I love that. Yeah, well, my soul has sent me on this wild adventure. All months I've been bouncing around housing situation because I haven't, like, stabilized with my new home yet. My lease was up, and then they've been bouncing me around from one to the next, clearing a lot of old clutter, emotional stuff, and then they moved me to another location. I'm in a hotel right now.
But you're going to have two options in the end game. And both of them are going to be good. They're just going to be different. Okay? Now, are you working with a realtor right now?
I've been working with a bunch of realtors. I possibly found the house a day ago, but I put in an application, and I'm just waiting to hear back if they, you know, hopefully they pick me or something else comes. Or maybe a man comes. I don't know. I move in with him. It's a little too soon. I'm joking about that.
Now, I want to know, and we only have a couple minutes because we have people in the queue, but there's a woman right now who I feel is putting you at a disadvantage, okay? And I say this very clearly. And people that are not solution-oriented, but they're problem-oriented, steer clear of them for at least 2 weeks. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, I don't like those people anyway, but yeah.
But yeah, right. And a lot of people just want you to be cautious because they don't want you to be hurt. Their intentions might be great, but right now this is a time to shine your light, okay? And go for what makes you feel the most creative and the most happy in your heart. That's where you're at right now. And if it takes a couple of weeks, that's fine. It doesn't matter. Like I said, if there's a no, there's going to be a yes right behind it because your chart is looking so amazing. Both the sun and moon are passing over your Venus in your chart over the next few days, okay? So you get more than one option that quick, seriously.
Oh, so it's more than one option for a man and a home? That's
what
it sounds like.
I think it's more the option of you being you. Now, I think you want to fall in love where you live, and I think you want to have someone to share it with. So
yes.
I think, again, Gemini is the sign of the twins. I think you get both if you make the right choice.
Okay. Thank you. Funny time to get a phone call.
Well, God bless you. You keep us posted, okay, sweetheart?
Yes. Thank you, guys. God bless you guys,
all
both
right.
of you. Thank
God
you.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Again, we're getting this interference on Block Talk, really? Did you just hear that?
No, I did not.
Something weird going on. All right. Well, let's just go ahead and take the next caller.
Okay.
It's like my phone was ringing, nothing short of my caller ID. I'm sitting here by myself in my office in my house. And I'm like, what's going on with this? Crazy. Mercury retrograde strikes again, Jacqueline. Oh, my word. All right. Let's take the next person. All right. Air code 773, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Elizabeth.
Hi Elizabeth. How are you doing on this wonderful holiday weekend?
Hanging in there. It's beautiful and sunny and warm, and I love it.
Mm-hmm. And what's your birthday?
It is 4/14/1966.
Okay.
Chicago, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
So, did you have a question for us tonight?
Oh, yeah. I've lost the last 4.5 years of my life due to a workplace accident, and it's going through court, and the judge ordered the opposing party to settle with me, and they refused. It's dragging and dragging and dragging, and I can't stand it anymore. I'm, like, at the end of my patience, at the end of my rope. I'm depressed. I sleep till, like, 3 in the afternoon. I need to know when this might resolve because I am so depressed. I can't stand it.
Do you still live in Chicago?
Yes.
Okay. Let's take a look. So we have another retrograde coming in June. It's late in June. Let's take a look and see what's going on with the new moon. See if we can get you restarted here. Okay.
Yeah. Point me in some direction. I'm supposed to be getting a new lawyer, but there was a 3-week delay because I came down with COVID and I couldn't, like, meet with anyone.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're strong in your faith and you believe in the all there is, no matter what name you call it by, if you're going to trust that, you have to trust the timing. And
I
even
know,
though it's emotionally frustrating, I know,
I know,
I understand. Even though it's emotionally frustrating, Neptune is sitting right on your Saturn today at the time of our reading. If you can dream it, you can create it, you can manifest it. But it has to be for you to sit in a position of unconditional love and knowing it's coming. It's not about a psychic flash. It's not about logic. No, 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 no. It's not about any of those things. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And because Neptune hasn't sat on this star for 165 years, honey. It's a one-time passage, It's right on your side on your planet of manifestation. Okay?
Hmm.
You have Mercury retrograde right on top of your north node in Taurus, which means wait. Okay?
Hmm.
Wait. Because Taurus rules all real estate. Land development, domestic, commercial, whatever. So sitting right on top of your north node, which means the north node is the cup overflowing of the Bible. So Mercury's retrograde, so your gift the divine wants to give you is not ready just yet, but you're really close, babe. What do you see, Jacqueline?
Hmm. And I'm going to say this because I think it's August, okay? And the reason why I think it's August is because right now, and going from your ninth house of law, litigation, that type of thing, is Uranus and Taurus. It's direct at this point in time. It's at 16 degrees. Your
right.
natal Uranus in your first house, conjunct Pluto, is at 16 degrees. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
I loved it. I love you, Jacqueline. Go.
But,
oh.
The reason why I say often the percolation here is it's because your natal Uranus is retrograde. When you have a natal retrograde, you have to let it percolate until it goes retrograde again. And in August, into retrograde, it is going to snap back at that 16 degrees and hit that Uranus. It's going to come out of the blue is what I'm trying to say here. Okay? I agree with that.
I love it.
It's a matter of faith. Trust. Hand it over to God, the universe, or whatever you want to call that higher power that controls your life, okay, and controls your destiny, and say, I know you've got this. I know it's going to be to my benefit, and I'm going to sit it out and wait. What you need to be doing is occupying yourself with something, okay?
Yeah.
Right.
I have no motivation. I think there's Saturn on my moon, and I have, like, no motivation at all.
Right, and this is where the problem lies and the depression lies. I want you to focus on now because you have a Mars-Sun conjunction in Aries, and that means you can start today new and you can find something to do that will work for you, and that's what you need to be focusing on and trusting that this situation is going to take care of itself. It's not that much longer. And you really can benefit from learning this lesson of let go, let God, okay?
It's really hard.
Yeah, I know it is, but you can do it. You have the capability. So find something that's productive and let this sit for a few months and wait it out and see what happens because it's not within your control, okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
And no, Saturn has already passed its connection with your moon, okay?
Oh, okay.
It's already passed it because Saturn moved a degree a month. Now, your moon's 17 degrees and 33 minutes. Saturn's at 25 degrees and 14 minutes, okay? Now, it is going to retrograde this month, okay? So it's going to move backwards. Ever going to really hit your moon again? Let me just take a quick peek at that for you right now. It's going to come close, but it's not a direct hit. So everything you have learned and everything you know and your optimism toward the future and believing that you're putting out the right energy, honey, it's going to pay off. It's going to be fine.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Planets are working with you right now. You went through that square, and I think it disarmed you, and you're still feeling some of the aftermath of that, but it's past you now. It's past you now. Now, it is in square to the north and south node in your chart right now. So some of this is karmic. It's about you choosing to be free.
Mm-hmm.
You choosing to be independent, even if you're in a relationship. To be independent, even in your work situation. It's about you, I want to say, remembering all you've paid in over time. Because Saturn has a 29-year cycle, but it has 4 7-year cycles. If you look at all you invested in your work, your integrity, and you always do things from your higher self, you've got a great connection here to the universe. I love this chart. Know it's going to be okay. Like Jacqueline said, trust that you have support from a lot of a higher power than this world will ever know. Okay?
Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
Posted. We want to know what goes on. Okay.
I will. Thank you so much.
All right. Many blessings to you, dear one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Sweet night. Amazing chart. A lot going on in there, huh?
Yeah, she's got a lot going on. That's when you see this, when I saw this chart, it's like the vision I had of her on her knees saying, oh, please, this is enough. I'm down on my knees. I can't do anymore. This is just enough. That's the impression I got with this chart.
Well, I've had that conversation with the divine. They say, the divine will never give you more than you can handle. And I'm like, really, sir? I think there's been a mistake. But I think we all go through those passages when things are really tight. But that's almost like there's a launch waiting. And that's the thing I love about astrology. It can give us time. It can give us a time essence of when things are going to shift. I love that about this art. It's so amazing.
It is, you know, and it really is about the quality of time and the essence of time. And that's really respecting what time can do. You know, it's just amazing.
Absolutely. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 901, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. How are you all on this wonderful Sunday Memorial Day weekend?
It's Sylvia. Better now that I've heard your voice.
Yes, and you get the prize in the Cracker Jack box.
I love that. That's awesome. Oh, my goodness, girl. So, Sylvia.
So, how are you, ladies? How are you, ladies? I missed you when y'all were not on the air. How was your trip and blah, blah, blah? Basically, how was your trip? How are you all and how was your trip? And then I get into me.
All I can tell you is this, is that even though Jack and I know astrology, we know our charts, gut coming, we are not immune. And both of us have been dealing with major challenges. But right now we're starting to see the light. The last 8 weeks, right, Jack, has been absolutely oppressive.
You
but
know,
we are tough. We're tough, and we
you
talk,
know,
and we say, okay, this will be okay in the end game.
It's really funny, Sylvia, because, you know, again, everybody thinks that we're so blessed because we have this knowledge. But it's like standing on a train track with your feet glued to it, and I know it. Yeah, I got you on that one. You're not immune from getting hit with the same thing as everybody else, but a lot of people think that, you know, we have some kind of magic power to where we can make it go away. But we deal with the challenges, you deal with them. It's just that it's a different perspective for us is the only difference of the situation. So, and it is a blessing to know what we know, because we can look at it and say, objectively, and say, okay, here's the time. This is when the tide is going to change. And we can discipline ourselves to stay out of that, which is what it is. And the trick is a discipline of just trusting the process and knowing that it's in its divine way. It works out every single time beautifully. Even though you may shake your head or feel like you're in the twilight zone or, you know, think that you went to another planet, it always
yes.
Doing that and training yourself to wait that out, which is the challenge, is the best thing you can do. But, yes, we're blessed to know what we know.
Now, Sylvia, are you still in Memphis?
Yes, I am, for the time being.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? I want to tell you right now, the most important thing you can do for yourself is take care of you.
So true. And that is what I have been doing, taking care of me.
I love it.
Yeah, self-care is like, okay, self-care, got to do this, got to do that, must do this first. Okay, you got to put this in there. Self-care, Sylvia, okay, take time, pause. Okay, pause on this, self-care. Okay, yes. So,
I
yes,
want to
life
say something else that you need to know about self-care. It's not all about doing. It's about being, and it's about your inner dialogue. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to talk to yourself like you're someone that you adore. Let me
mm-hmm.
say that one more time. I want you to talk to yourself like you're someone you adore. Okay? And now,
yes.
This is a psychic flash. I can't really point to astrology that much, although you do have karma sitting on your sun. But it's like, really? This is what you need to do. And you do have a very active T-square right now. So
yeah.
I want you to make sure you do take good care of your health,
mm-hmm.
your blood sugar, your glycemic index
mm-hmm.
right now.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure that you, if you are taking medication or you're taking supplements, make sure that they're all in agreement. Okay?
Yeah.
So I see you making the effort to take care of yourself. But don't overdo it. Do it in balance. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. You know, in a couple of weeks, Mars is going to get into your first house here. Okay. I agree with Aphrodite that this really still, and for Aries like you, it's hard to hold you back, okay? But right now it's still saying stay within your personal values and beliefs, stay within your truth, be that I am presence that you are, and allow this time period to pass. Because you get the power when it hits that first house. And then you're off and running, and you can act upon what you know to be true and correct. So, again here, setting those routines, making those habits to care for yourself, and really staying within what you know is true to yourself, and then waiting for this to happen, and then jumping on it and going, okay, now I can be productive and I can get this and this, 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 this. You're going to be off and running in a couple of weeks, is what I'm saying. So you're going to feel much more productive then than you do today.
So along with taking care of me mentally and emotionally and physically and spiritually, I have been applying for employment. I have to get myself out of that. I guess if I get too much in my head about it, it was just like, okay, get out. Stop being anxious, relax, and just apply. You cannot make these people hire you. So apply and relax. If you're supposed to get it, they'll contact you.
That's
and wait
right.
until after the 16th of this month, because it's right on you right now. Now, you have some things that you need to clear out of your subconscious mind, my friend. Okay? And you don't realize it consciously, but it's standing in your way. Okay?
Right.
Now,
yeah.
I don't know who this woman was. I don't know if it was your mother, your grandmother, a friend, a coworker, a boss, I don't know. But there's something standing in your way right now, and which gives you doubt, which they placed in you. And you should not have that doubt. It's not yours to own. It's not yours to own. Say, no, I'm better than that. I am better than that. And I don't know who it was that poisoned you a few years ago, but I can see it in the chart. And that's just a psychic thing. It has nothing to do with astrology so much, so except the self-noticing on your moon. But I just think that you recognize that you're amazing. Okay?
Thank you.
And I would buy it, and I'd market it, babe. That's what I'm going to tell you right now tonight. Okay? Don't settle for less. Don't get so desperate
no.
you settle for less. That could be your downfall. Oh, no, no. Remember, when you go for an interview, you're interviewing them too, because you're going to spend all your time, energy, and attention to live that story for them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let any tiny bit of insecurity step in. Nope. Make it vanish.
Right,
okay?
Right.
What do you think, Jack? Am I crazy? That's what I'm seeing, okay?
Well, it is all about, you know, again, she's talking about that south node on the moon, and I saw the same thing. And so, you know, naturally you're dumping all this stuff from the past is what you need to do because you're feeling it.
Yes.
And that's what Aphrodite is talking about is that this stuff is holding you back, and it's saying this is the south node. Dump that cup over, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, my little Aries friend who can, okay?
And, I love it.
Really train yourself to go, okay, it's a new day, it's a new dawn, so we're going to start over, and what happened in the past is not going to happen again, so when I feel it, I'm going to let it go. And I agree with what she says. You know, you hold somebody of power to your to tell you who you are, the goddess of who you are, and you let them diminish it. I agree with that.
Right.
And it's time to say, no, I'm the God here. That you can't tell me I was wrong. I'm right. And move on. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let it. And this is all about dumping that south node cup over and getting rid of all of the past and all of those emotions, because they are all BS. They're somebody else's opinion. They're not the facts and not the truth. That makes sense?
It makes sense, and I totally agree with you. And my mother had my mother transitioned in 92, but she had the big, big impact. And so I have to, like, when I think of that, it's like, that's what she knew, that's what she projected. And so it's like, that was her belief, and I have to live in, like I said, I have to live in my own belief and anybody else that projects stuff on to you, realize and come into your own self. So yes, help with that. So yes, I understand exactly what you're saying and where you're coming from. Could you expound or explain a little bit more about the moon being in my south node at this present time?
Well, the moon is in Scorpio in your eighth house, and
mm-hmm.
The moon is usually the mom or grandmom. It's usually a woman that would have been a mentor or maybe even birthed to, because it's in Scorpio, which rules the womb, okay? And but there's trines and blessing lines to your Mercury in Pisces. And for you to understand that even though you're not her, she wanted you to be your best. But what she wanted you to be was her best. She lived her life vicariously through you for a time, and you bought it. Okay, and now it's time for you to release that, and because the south node is also in square to Uranus and Leo in your chart and in your fifth house. So it's really a lot about, again, following your heart. Not everything you've been taught, not everything you've learned, not anything like that. It has to be like, okay, I want to be inspired by my work. I want to be inspired by those I work with. And I have a potential that I have yet to tap into. And that's coming soon, okay? You have to lose the old tapes in your head. You have all these tapes in your head. And sometimes they stand in your way. You might not realize it, but it's true. And once you understand the I am, a unique soul you are, and what came to bring to this earth, is far beyond any relationship you ever had, any job you've ever had, any directive anybody else ever gave you. Follow your heart and go for it. You're freaking Aries, girlfriend. The I am presence is more important than what other people think about you. Okay? Own it.
Mm-hmm.
Own it. a lot of people come to me, okay? Oh, I said, wow, you're really psychic out. No, no, I have a little bit of intuition. Really? Okay. So I do a reading, we do our conversation, we have that hour, whatever. I said, you know, as soon as you take responsibility for your gift over everybody else's rhetoric, it blossoms like a rose to the sun. Do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
You're saying take responsibility for my psychic gift?
Your gift, yes. Say thank you. I accept the challenge. I will deliver. Oh, yeah. Make it your own. Do it your way because you're a unique individual. And that's the one thing that Jack and I both know. With astrology, we know every single person on this planet is very unique. And know that no matter how many mentors you've had, how many failures you've had, how many victories you have, inside of you is a desire to fulfill what you came here for. And lady, I can tell you right now, you're going to damn well do it.
All righty then. I just love that about you. All right, I just love that.
Yep. Do you agree, Jacqueline, or am I crazy?
Oh, I agree. Mm-hmm.
You are a master healer. You are a master healer, and what you create creates in others. What a gift that is, Sylvia. Really. Own it.
What?
Sign up. Expect angelic help to come in every day. Okay.
I've heard that I'm a healer, but I've never heard until, no one said I'm a master healer until today.
Mm-hmm. Again, Aries, the I am present. It's a light you're born for probably many, many millennia. You've been a healer in other lives too, hon. This is not your first time. So just know you came back here to help others again, to heal again. You signed up, girlfriend, when your soul was not even in a body. You signed up again, girl. Yep, you did that.
Yeah, I can believe that from the things that have happened and still happen in my life.
Yes, ma'am.
When I look at that Virgo, with the Pisces-Virgo axis in my chart, that 12th and 6th house, yeah.
Yeah.
But see, a lot of this has to do with codependency.
Mm-hmm.
It also has to do with diabetes. It has to do with able to metabolize and balance. And Jacqueline, of course, she's a Libra. She knows what I'm talking about. See, Pisces, Virgo, polarity points, usually you can attract people to you that are broken because they recognize you're a healer. You try to create a relationship, and it crashes and burns at some point because you can only heal people that want to be healed. And I know you've made that mistake many times already. I know that by your chart. But the other good thing is, as a counselor, as a healer, the people that need you will find you. You can be so successful. It's like through the roof. But don't bring it into your personal life. Keep it professional, girlfriend, okay?
Right. Yes, I do. And I've had to learn that.
I know it's tough for you because you probably go home and you couldn't digest your food. You're like dreaming about it. You're thinking about it. I see it. Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah. So I've learned the broken people's like, they can't be my friends. They can't be my best friends. They can't be my lovers. These people are work. These people ought to be my work and or clients. Yeah.
Right, and what you want to do, the people that could try to be your friend or your lover that had that, rather than taking it on, refer them to somebody else. Say maybe you need to have a medical evaluation first. Maybe you need to, go to your pastor. Maybe you need to talk to your best friend. Maybe you need to talk to your mom or your sister. You don't have to take it all on because if you do that, you burn out, don't you?
Or get any unhealthy codependent relationships. Then they're done that, wore that T-shirt. Yes, ma'am. From dating them to marriage.
Understand one thing. Use your own psychic ability. You have a Scorpio moon. No one is not your monkey, and it's not your circus. and send them to someone else, knowing that you want to engage those people that you know you can truly help, because they're humble enough and open enough to receive your gift, girlfriend. Okay?
Right. Yeah, because I'm like, nope, they don't want help, then nope. You're right. That place is around the corner, up the street, bust a left with you. Believe me, I have had a lot of teachers to come into my life and teach me that. And then the light bulb said, bing. I was like, oh, he wasn't supposed to be your boyfriend. Oh, no, she wasn't supposed to be your friend. No. You should have been counseling them, right. Oh, yeah. I get it, and I'm still getting it.
So live your truth. It's a lesson learned. Yeah. Live your truth, hon. You'll be fine. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. So employment-wise.
Jacqueline, we've got more and more person holding on right now. We're 8 minutes to send off. So,
oh, okay.
Jacqueline, is there something else you want to share with her?
Oh, no. Just have faith. That's it. You've got this, Sylvia. Have faith.
All righty. Well, I'm going to yield the floor so the next caller can get in.
Yeah, we've got one more we can squeeze in, and they've been waiting on for a while, so I grab them now, okay?
All right. Okay, I love y'all more. Just keep me online. I'll keep listening. Talk to y'all next time.
Take
care.
Got
it, girl. God bless you. All right, bye.
Right.
She's such a friggin' darling. Oh, my God. Anyway. You ready for the last one, Jacqueline?
Okay.
Air code 216, you're on the air.
Cleveland, yes, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. My name is Patricia.
Hey, Patricia.
Hi, Tricia. It was an S-H or a C?
Patricia.
Oh, it's Patricia.
Yeah, Patricia. Thank you for taking my call.
Have you called in before?
Yes.
And when's your birthday?
July 16th, 1958.
All right. Let's see if I can find you.
I'm real
technology
close
is great to you. When it works.
I've been having my challenges with tech last week, this week. And I don't know if it's Mercury retrograde or not, but it's going
it
to work out.
It is the Mercury retrograde, honey. I have had it, too.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, really, like, it's disarming. Yeah, I hear you. Yeah.
My concerns are I've been, let me do it as quick and clear, as concise as I can. Need to and must move out of this Cleveland, Ohio. It's very toxic, negative for me. Been here 11 years, which is too long. Anyway, last year I felt a pull to move to the Southwest. And I believe, and I settled on New Mexico, did a discovery last November for 3 days. And it's not Albuquerque. And I've gotten some other brief readings, and some people are saying, well, it's a smaller town, and, like, I didn't get a chance to visit elsewhere. And I'm trying to determine that because I really need to get the hell out of here by summer or the end of summer.
I want to know where you have lived for the last 13 consecutive months.
Okay. Well, here, it's probably been 12 years here in Cleveland, and I was briefly
right.
living
so you're
in Atlanta.
You're still in that energy grid, okay? Because when you move to a location, it takes you 13 lunar months. You have to go through every full new moon to reset your light body, okay? So no matter where you've been and what you've tried, you're still in the Cleveland grid, okay? Now, you're trying to escape from that. I understand that, but I just want you to know what I'm looking at as an astrologer. And I want to look at the new moon because you want a new beginning. Let me look at that right now.
And
what is it you're seeking in your move? What are you seeking in your move?
well, to, I know this is a new life and journey and path for me, because I'm just fed up a lot, but also I'm creating this new life. I'm learning, teaching myself. I'm starting to write as a writer.
Perfect.
Oh, I love it.
Poetry, but
oh,
also
I love that. Your Venus is in friggin' Gemini. That's awesome. Yeah. Okay.
And I've taken back my music dreams and fashioned out a new vision, but, you know, starting to really learn and develop my strongest, I believe, as a songwriter, and, of course, teaching myself to play the acoustic guitar. And then also I'm learning copywriting, which is the other type of writing, the marketing writing. And I'm doing that to, yes, learn it to help me with what I need to do, but pay bills. So my attention is spread out a lot. And, of course, I don't know anyone in the Southwest, so it's not Albuquerque. I would agree with that. So I'm doing my research online, you know, where I'm at, looking on the computer, internet, checking out statistics and locations, looking at infrastructure on Google Earth and looking at streets, you know, and obviously, you know, it's got
well,
to have, you know.
Well, I'd ask for cartography, which has to do with your power lines. Your power lines
right.
change with your progress chart, okay? I'd be happy to do a really good research for you. I have the best programming on the planet. Jack and I share the same company. I'd give you some ideas, okay? Just looking at what we can do tonight on the radio show, all right? Right now, you have a lot of trines and blessing lines going on in your chart with the South Node in Scorpio. And you had to be emptied to be filled, okay? And that's why you're feeling a certain amount of desperation, right?
Well, some, and then I'm just tired of just the energy here, the energy, the negative, and, you know, a lot of these people, you know, this negative, foul energy, and, you know, going through a you know, harassment,
mm-hmm.
and abuse, and sexual harassment, and all this, and being, you know, messed with, and, you know, bullied, and all this, and I'm asking for help, but no one's helping me, except me, and I need to get out of here, because, see, I know how to defend myself, and have no issue
mm-hmm.
with that, but it will be harmful to me. See, when people want to
right.
be causing trouble, and then, you know, go play innocent, but see, that's when, well, that's been happening all my life. But yeah, put that type of whatever it is, karma, whatever the heck it is, get that out of my life. And like I said, start creating and living the life that I so long deserved and needed. You know, a life
of... All
right,
Patricia,
yep.
we're going to go off the air in about a minute, and I would like to talk
yep.
to you more.
What?
Both Jacqueline and I can help you relocate. Look at different things.
Mm-hmm.
We have more time. But I want to tell you right now,
yeah.
this is about your inner security being greater than any assailant. Let me say it again. Your inner security has to be greater than any assailant, and you have to find a shield because you're buying into those outside of yourself rather than dealing with your security within yourself. What a spiritual lady you are. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, you know, what I'm going to take it a little bit of a way because I agree with Aphrodite. She took one side of it. Okay. The other side is that sometimes you just need to get there to find the right place. Because I think that general environment and the reason why, you know, Albuquerque is a big city compared to what's out there, but there's lots of beautiful cities there. But you put when you relocate there, it really sets you up for your writing skills. It puts Venus in your first house, that Gemini Venus in your first house. It gives you a Gemini rising. And I really think that it's more of just do it. Have faith. Go on faith and just do it. Again, know your power, like Aphrodite said, that your soul is more important and your peace of mind is more important than anybody else's. And follow that and don't pay attention to all that BS that's going around you. Follow your goal. Put your goal there and make that intention to go to that New Mexico area, because I have to say, when I look at the relocation, and I'm sure if we looked at it more in depth, we could get more detailed about the area. But when I look at it in a general area, I think you hit the right, you know, you're in the target of where you need to be. You just need to find the bullseye. Does that make sense?
I love that. Yeah, that was awesome, Jacqueline. That was awesome.
I have to find that city or town away from Albuquerque. Yeah.
You realize, Patricia, that you're a triple cancer, right? And so you take things personally. You have to take care of yourself personally first.
Always.
To get through.
I'm
just going to tell you that right now because I'm a cancer son myself, okay? You're triple cancer, so you take things personally when often it's their monkey and their circus and not yours, okay?
Yeah.
So you need a way to ground yourself a little bit. But Jacqueline is already looking at Albuquerque, and I trust her so much. I love her. She's one of my best friends ever. We can do more for you. Our numbers are on Blog Talk. Give us a call. Talk to other people about this. But we do it in a way that is absolutely objective, okay? It has the power lines. It has to do with where you need to be at this moment in time, okay? And we all have the same program. We can print out a thing about if you stay there for the next 13 months, how it's going to feel. We can do all this. And we do the radio show because sometimes people just have one or two questions. If you need any in more detail, call either one of us. We'll help you. We will do that. Jack, I've been great friends for a long, long time. We don't even want to talk about the years right now. But we will help you, okay? We will help you.
All right,
sweetheart.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend, will you?
Yes, I will. You do the same.
All right. God bless you, hon. God bless you. Well, we should tell them where they can find us.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110, 540-613-1070. You can go to my website, aphrodite.com. And if you have had a reading with us, we did record it. And if you want to hear again, you can go to the front page of my website and hear it again. And then when you call in next, maybe have another specific question. So feel free to use that resource. We're here every Sunday night for you. We do this because we want to help. Enjoy the rest of your weekend and honor those that you honor on this Memorial Day. God bless.
Thank you all for your service who have helped us, and happy Memorial Day. Have a good week.
Yay.
Good night.
God bless. Good night.